Good morning and welcome to the Community Connection. I'm Tom Levine, and in the studio with me today, I have Rusty Grogan and Teresa McGuire from Wayne County HCE, right?
Yes.
You can't nod your head.
Yes.
This is radio, not television. Okay. Rusty, turn that microphone closer to you, okay?
Okay.
All right. There you go. All right. So what is Wayne County HCE?
The mission of Wayne County HCE is to enhance the lives of individuals and families through quality education and experiences. We try to encourage leadership and service in the community.
Okay. Now, you meet at the Extension office, is that right?
No, our unit.
Okay.
We can if we wish, but our unit usually meets in individual members' homes.
Okay. Individual members' homes. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So what does HCE, what kind of meetings, what happens at these meetings, Teresa?
Well, we have a lot of fellowship, and that's kind of how we got here today, is because we were talking about what we really need to know. The community is not really aware of our mission is. And we have, of course, we always have refreshments at the end, but we have a lesson that is prepared by one of the members, and they can get those resources from the state at the University of Illinois.
Okay.
And they have to pass those out, and we have a...
Have a short lesson?
Mm-hmm.
Have something to eat? Everybody's good?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. And who can come to an HCE meeting?
Anyone. Yes.
Many people here probably remember it as Home Bureau.
Mm-hmm.
And many of the women in Wayne County remember going to individual meetings, Home Bureau meetings, mm-hmm. with their mothers and grandmothers.
Oh, okay.
And it's not just in Illinois. I grew up in Oklahoma, and my mother took me to meetings with her.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It was a fun social and learning mm-hmm. experience.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, we're going to find out more about Wayne County HCE and talk more with Teresa and Rusty in just a few moments here on the Community Connection.
Buying a home doesn't have to be difficult. Here's nationally syndicated radio host and real estate expert Dave Ramsey with today's Ramsey Reality Check.
When buying a house, I recommend you have an emergency fund and are debt-free apart from your home. Never do more than a 15-year mortgage and be sure to put at least 20% down to avoid paying PMI. Your house payment should never be more than a fourth of your take-home pay. Weekdays at 4 on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM.
We are back on the Community Connection. We're talking to Teresa McGuire and Rusty Grogan about Wayne County HCE. That's the official name, right? Wayne County HCE.
Illinois Association of Home and Community Education.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. All right. And so it's open to anyone?
Mm-hmm.
Anyone in Wayne County?
Yes.
Okay. So you take people from Wayne City and Sisney?
Now, we haven't had any men that were part of it, I don't think. Unless that, like, I drag my husband to the meetings that we have that have a meal. Because I know that he's not going to want to do this.
Because he likes to eat.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Illinois is made up of districts.
Oh,
there are seven districts in Illinois, mm-hmm. and each district consists of a cluster of counties. Wayne County has been in the seventh district, but now we'll be in the sixth. So we are coordinated with counties now to the north and east.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
And each of those counties then has a number of units.
Okay.
And a member can choose whether or not she wants to be an actual unit member and go to unit meetings, or to be a mailbox member. And a mailbox member receives her information and the newsletter and educational programs through the mail.
Oh, okay. All right. So you have a choice whether you can go to meetings or if you don't.
You do it online, like that's
right. Online almost. Yeah. Do you have members who come in from elsewhere in the district to some of your lessons?
Occasionally.
We do have joint meetings, district meetings.
Oh, okay.
And educational workshops and a conference in March that lasts for 3 days.
Okay.
And everyone is welcome to all of those.
All right. So let's start at the beginning. How does somebody start going to HCE meetings?
You just show up.
You just show up.
Okay. Or you're invited by another member.
Exactly.
Okay, so when do the meetings happen?
Well, it depends on what unit you are in. We actually meet on the third Wednesday of the month at someone's home. Or if that person is not able to do it in their home, we do have it at the extension office.
Okay. Correct me if I'm wrong. Every once in a while, don't I put up on the community billboard that HCE is having like a project and they're doing it at the extension office?
Yes.
It's usually a sewing project or a craft project.
There are members of another little club that's a part of us.
Oh, okay.
It's the crafting club, and they have that. I don't know what dates they have, but they do have them.
Okay. All right. All right. So your meetings are the third Wednesday of every month, and they're...
And that's our unit.
We're
Barnhill unit.
Oh, the Barnhill unit.
Yes, that's the name of our unit.
Okay.
And I think it was probably because that was a group of people that were in that area at that time, and they all wanted to meet and do that.
All right. So, Rusty, tell me about these lessons. What are the lessons like?
Well, we teach research-based information from the University of Illinois, and they consist of anything in family and consumer science, which would be family life, nutrition, and consumer economics.
Okay, so what would be a consumer economics lesson?
Well, we would teach possibly...
like insurance?
Food buying,
mm-hmm.
Buying appliances.
Oh, okay.
Anything that would be interesting to a homemaker. Now, we do not have to stick totally with the University of Illinois lessons.
Okay.
We can get our own resources and have a speaker come in and inform us.
Mm-hmm.
Say if we had an appliance person come in, they could update us on the new appliances that are out, or any new happenings in the nutrition world, which is changing now.
Every day.
Every day.
Yes.
So, Teresa, having taught home economics for years, are there things that you learned through these meetings?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Especially, I'm wired up, especially with the nutrition. Nutrition's always been something I've really enjoyed doing and was interested in. But, you know, we learned about GMOs. Do you know what that is?
Genetically modified.
Okay. Well, I didn't know that for the longest time. I've just read that on the label, and then it's like...
Organic and not organic foods.
Those kind of things.
Oh,
what's the distinguishing difference that's going to make it such and such?
Okay.
So that's kind of things that we would have as a lesson.
Okay. All right. And you're just... I'm amazed that they changed everything around, and now this is the way it is.
Exactly.
Okay. All right. We are talking to Teresa McGuire at Rusty Grogan. We are talking about the Barnhill chapter of the HCE here in Fairfield, Home and Community Education.
Mm-hmm.
It's run through the Extension Office, and they meet every third Wednesday of the month, and... We'll be back in just a few moments to talk more about the HCE.
Want a $100 bill? Hey, $100 bill. Who can
every weekday morning at 7:50 and Saturday morning at 8, it's auction time. Auction time tells you about the unique items on the block in the region. We give you the headline items during the week and then actually get into details with the auctioneers on Saturday morning. Auction time, weekdays at 7:50 and again on Saturday morning at 8 on the station listened to, not just heard, WFIW and WFIWradio.com.
We are back on the Community Connection. We're talking to Rusty Grogan and Teresa McGuire from Barnhill Chapter of the HCE, Home and Community Education. And this all comes through the University of Illinois.
Yes.
Okay. So, now, some of the lessons, does somebody have to prepare the lesson each time?
Yes, there has to be someone that has made that lesson.
A coordinator.
And if we are going to receive it from the University of Illinois, it may come as in a form of a packet, and
okay.
You can make copies and things of it, or it may be coming through electronically. We have almost like a Facebook type thing.
Or, oh, okay.
Facebook.
So, like you have FaceTime. Videos.
No, they're not videos. They are live, and they are projected then through. We can watch it on a TV or a computer.
Oh, okay.
From the
University of Illinois.
And these are the educators at the college up there.
Right.
As well as they have all the research people that's done that, and they go through with a packet and show you what you should be telling the people that are going to be listening to you.
Oh, okay.
And we do have the opportunity as units to mm-hmm. give them suggestions of mm-hmm. different topics that we would like research on and taught.
So it's not a one-way track. The University of Illinois doesn't tell you everything.
No.
You also have a choice.
We do. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So, Rusty, what's one of the consumer economics lessons that you've learned recently?
Well, we've had crock pot cooking. We have had, what have we had recently for Teresa? Mm-hmm. We also get information as older people on how to plan estates, set up, you know, economics for when you get older.
Yeah.
And safety in the home.
We get
safety in the home. We have food for two or one.
Cooking for one is less mm-hmm. than at Shirley's, wasn't it?
No.
What about the family life lessons that you learn from? Are those geared toward younger families or older families or both?
Both. We just recently had one on bullying.
Oh, okay. What did you learn about bullying?
Bullying. Yeah.
Well, I think that's a stump for just about everyone. Mm-hmm. But,
okay.
Yeah, I did the lesson on the bullying for seniors, and it was something I could kind of relate to because my mother was in a nursing facility at that time, and I've seen how people are talked into things that they really don't want to do and that kind of stuff.
Oh, okay.
And it was interesting.
All right. I imagine it was interesting. Mm-hmm. So that's the kind of family life issues you deal with. Mm-hmm. Also, do you deal any with children or?
Oh, yeah.
Children's issues or?
Mm-hmm. We've had lessons on feeding them.
Oh, okay.
Different ideas for breakfast and school lunches.
Basically that it was a good idea. Breakfast was a good idea.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. I've harped on that one forever. It's the best meal of the day.
It is the most important meal
right,
of the day.
Yes, it is.
And we also have had safety lessons from babies up
with
furniture. And
we had a car. The one we had in April was, how much do you know about your automobile? I mean, it was very interesting. We don't know. I mean, as women, we normally are known to not be very mechanically inclined. But it was a very interesting lesson.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, you know, I could tell you about our vehicle. It's red.
What's under the hood? What's in the back?
The engine and the mm-hmm. spare tire in the back. That's pretty much it. But you.
And I think another thing that we should talk about we do help the CDC. We work with pregnancy center.
We collect things for like the Humane Society.
All right.
That's what our mission is for our upcoming meeting this fall.
Okay. You're mm-hmm. collecting items for it. Mm-hmm. So does every meeting have like a sort of a mission outreach attached to it?
Our annual meeting and our international meeting, the units will be meeting together, and that's when we have the project.
Oh, okay.
And even our Christmas meetings, rather than exchange gifts, which we once did, we each bring something for a specific philanthropic.
Oh, okay. All right. And what I'm getting is that the HCE is not just for older women, it's for younger women too, mm-hmm. and men as well.
We would like very much to get some younger women involved.
We would.
Okay, all right. So, is there a place to call? Can somebody call and say, I want to come to the next HCE meeting? Who do I call?
You can call the Extension office, which is 842-3702, and they can direct you to a member.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. All right. They can get you in touch. Mm-hmm. All right. It is the Barnhill chapter of the HCE here in Fairfield. And we will talk to Rusty and Teresa more about the HCE in just a few moments.
I'm Mike Draith, and I get 2 minutes every morning. The goal is to make you think about a local, state, or national story. I give you my honest take, and it always contains my opinion. You may not agree. That's okay. Good people can disagree on issues and still be respectful. I love it when my commentary spawns a good debate. Talk isn't always cheap. It plays weekdays here on the station listened to, not just heard. Thank you for listening.
We are back on the Community Connection. We're talking to Teresa McGuire and Rusty Grogan from the Wayne County HCE, that's Home and Community Education Program. It's run through the Extension Office. If you want to be a part of the HCE or want to go to one of the meetings, call the Extension Office at 842-3702, and they can put you in touch with a member who can tell you exactly where that meeting is going to be, because you meet in homes, right?
Most of the time.
All right. So now in the last segment, you said something about the international meeting. So mm-hmm. international meeting.
This is an international organization.
Okay.
It's not just in America. It's in all countries around the world.
Okay.
And we collect pennies for friendship, and that's something that we do at the meetings, and that will be going toward that. But we have our own individual meeting from a selected, I think, do they have a person that tells us which country we are going to have?
Yes, the University of Illinois has a liaison person that works with our Illinois State Board.
Okay.
And they decide the country of study for the year, which this year happens to be India.
And okay.
Last year it was Australia and New Zealand.
Oh, okay.
And so it's going to be, you know, kind of a different side of the world.
So you're studying India this year?
Yes.
All right. So you're, when you go to the international meeting,
we'll have...
Is there a quiz? What?
No, there will be a representative from that country, and the one that is going to be there this time is a man that lives in Champaign, and he has served in India for several years as a missionary, and so he's pretty ingrained into the culture, and he'll be speaking to that, and probably will have a video or some kind of slide presentation, I'm thinking. But then we also have a meal that the ladies on our board will go ahead and find those recipes that they think might be the best, or maybe he's going to give them the ideas of what recipes to have.
Right.
His favorites. Because, you know, American tastes aren't quite the same as some of those foreign countries.
No, and ingredients are different.
Yes, they are.
Okay.
But then we all have a meal.
So you'll have an international meal.
Yes.
Okay, so where will this be? Will it be at University
Bob Boyles Hall.
Oh, it'll be at Bob Boyles Hall.
On yeah. October the 28th at 6:30.
O'clock.
Or is it 6?
6 o'clock.
I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And
all of our units will meet together.
All the units will meet.
Mm-hmm.
In the district, all the district?
You know, in our county.
All the county units will meet.
Yes.
At the international,
mm-hmm.
at Bob Boyles, on the 28th. All right, so then you'll have the speaker,
mm-hmm.
and you'll have the meal, which mm-hmm. will be Indian food.
Mm-hmm.
And then
collect our items.
You'll collect your items.
For the Humane Society.
For the Humane Society. Then do each of the groups that exist in Wayne County, do you talk about things you've done and things you're going to do?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
We have a county board, which consists of a member from each of our different units.
Oh, okay.
And we set the pace for the year as to where the meetings are going to be, who's going to be hostessing them,
and
what the lesson is going to be for that particular month.
Oh, okay.
And the university provides a telenet system at the office, And the leader that's going to teach that lesson goes to the office and listens to it through the telenet, brings the packet back to the unit, and teaches the lesson to us.
Uh-huh. Okay, so is the international meeting the biggest meeting?
That and our annual meeting. We have an annual meeting in the spring.
Okay, so who's in the annual meeting? Is that everyone in Wayne County again?
Yes.
Okay, so the district, the one of the seventh district, those counties to our north and east.
Mm-hmm. They do the same thing.
Okay, they do the same thing. But you never meet with them.
There's only at district meetings and conferences.
There are district meetings.
Yes, there are. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what's a district meeting like?
As I said, we are now in District 6. We're just going into District 6, and we will meet with the counties to the northeast of us. And again, they discuss what they have done and invite one another to different meetings that they're having.
What's next?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Okay.
But we also have a state meeting. I've never been, but
we have a state conference in March. It's 3 days. And at that meeting, we have breakout sessions with different classes that you're able to take. Each person can take three classes.
Oh, okay.
And you choose those ahead of time. We have three big banquets. Of course, we always
eat.
And we have entertainment.
Okay. All right. The international meeting meets here, and then, but I was like, surely you get together with the rest of the district groups, right? Mm-hmm. And then state. So do you ever meet, is there ever a national meeting of HCE?
There is.
Okay. But no one.
And I'm really not that familiar with it, other than the fact that this Pennies for Friendship that Teresa mentioned before is collected, and it goes to the state, and this goes to a different country for pure water and to train women to get into business and be able to partially support their families.
Their families. Oh, okay. Uh-huh. All right. So what's...
And they do have an international meeting for that, which we really have not been involved in.
Okay. All right. So, Teresa, let me ask you this. What's the best part of the HCE for you?
These are my sisters. Really, I think I could call anyone that's in our group, and they would help me out if I was in a big mess of some sort.
Okay. All right. What about you, Rusty? What's the best part of HCE?
Well, I think that's the best part for me, too. Many of us, of course, went to school together, but we have not been associated with one another socially or that much. So we get together, and it doesn't make any difference in our group whether you know one another or not. We just, it's a very friendly, outgoing, fun.
It's a very social event.
Okay.
Let's put it that way.
All right. The HCE meets the third Wednesday of every month, and you can find out more about that meeting by calling the Extension office at 842-3702 and asking about Wayne County HCE. And is there anything else we need to know about the HCE?
We just need more members.
Need more members. Mm-hmm. So it's for young and old.
Yes.
Male and female.
And we'd like to invite them to come to our meeting that's going to be the international meeting.
Oh, okay.
And I would like to mention also that our meeting is in the daytime, but mm-hmm. we do have units that do meet at night if there's anyone who would want to, could only go at night. And we would really like to involve younger women with families. Mm-hmm. They can learn a lot.
Okay, mm-hmm. That sounds great. Mm-hmm. All right, Teresa and Rusty, thanks for being my guest today.
You're welcome.
All right, that's going to do it.
Thank you
today.
For having us.
No problem.
Thank you.
Anytime you want to talk on the radio, we'll make it happen, okay?
All right, Rusty.
You've got an in. That's going to do it for today on the Community Connection.